When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
This is Cyril Arkin. Now don't touch that mouse, because Rebecca's got some great stuff coming up on Love That Voiceover. And speaking as the President of the United States, I hope you're listening to lovely Rebecca hosting Love That Voiceover. I know I am. I crack myself up. Hey, all you fabulous, beautiful, interesting, super intelligent technology friends and listeners of Love That Voiceover. This is Rebecca Michaels-Haugh, also known as Love That Rebecca, your voiceover talent, running the show. And today we have a really cool episode. We're talking about Voiceover Virtual, which occurs on September 18th through the 20th, 2013. And what this is the first time ever that I'm aware of event that is virtual, all online, but it's a three-day conference. And with me, I have two fantastic guests that will help us
penetrate the mystery of the science.
With me is John Florian, the founder and webmaster of something you're probably familiar with, VoiceOver Extra, VoiceOver Extra with an X.com. It's basically the voiceover industry's award-winning online resource center, to keep it really simple. And he is also the producer of this giant three-day online voiceover conference. Welcome, John.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. I'm thrilled to be talking with you and to be talking about VoiceOver Virtual. As you say, it is new, and people need to get their minds around it. What is this, and so this is a great opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And with us to help us get out of the fog and into the light is Mr. Michael Chance. And Michael is the Senior Interactive Project Manager with 6Connex. That's the numeral 6, C-O-N-N-E-X. He's been there for over 6 years. His background, really, really cool, John, and I love this about you, is in media creation and strategy, as well as in filmmaking. Independent director, producer of independent short films such as Project Arbiter and Momentum. And actually, he had Project Arbiter just premiere at the San Diego Comic-Con Film Festival moments ago, virtually, last Thursday, for those of you who are, you know, going to listen right away, but basically in July 2013. And Michael leads the top accounts for the 6Connex Client Services Department. And basically, he can help unveil the mysteries behind the technology, hopefully wowing us a little bit with his sci-fi knowledge. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Yeah, and it's just want to say it's been a wonderful collaboration so far with John and team. And, yeah, we're really looking forward to launching this experience and look forward to sharing some insights here as well with how the platform works and how we're connecting people around the world with content and presenters and VoiceOver Virtual.
Yeah, it's really, really fascinating. Now, John, my enthusiasm is probably going to overwhelm if I let it flow. So what I'd like to do is if you could just give us a really quick highlight of what is VoiceOver Virtual, just so whoever doesn't know can be up to speed with us.
Sure. Thank you. What it is, it's what people experience at a regular in-person conference, and we're putting it online. And so I'm thinking it's like an in-person conference and more, because we have so much more capability. So we have 3 days. It starts September 18, and the live hours where we're going to have the tech support from Michael is noon Eastern time to 8 p.m. Eastern, U.S. Eastern time. And those are for 3 days.
Wow.
But the thing stays active, too, because most of the presentations are pre-recorded. So we're going to string it together as a show. Now, these are the educational sessions. There's a lot more involved. I'll tell you about in a minute.
Okay.
The educational sessions, which are going to take place in the VoicePlex Theater. So when people, just a simple click on the internet from anywhere in the world, you know, they're going to get into the VoicePlex, into the VoiceOver Virtual Plaza, and they can click on the theater. and go and see all these wonderful presentations.
Of the various categories,
that's
right,
one
right.
aspect. And the so various categories, yeah.
Okay. And what about the overall impact of VoiceOver Virtual? Are we looking to have people do networking? I mean, let's talk about the standard conference info. You're usually networking with people. You're getting new information, cutting-edge information, and you're also socializing. I mean, networking from a business perspective, but then there's also usually a little bit of social context to a conference. This is different because you basically have everything that's included in a normal conference except without the commute, whether that would be long or short for anybody, no car, no train, no plane needed, right? Just your internet.
That's exactly. So we have the educational sessions. We also have virtual exhibit hall, and our director of the exhibits and sponsors, she's already filled up one of the halls, so we're working on the second one now.
Oh, my God.
Where people just run their mouse over a booth in the exhibit hall, and They're right there. There's stuff you can download, you can access. The representatives will be at the booth, and there'll be a picture show up, and they say, "Hi, you want to chat?" And you can chat with them by webcam or text, all kinds of wonderful things. And the other thing is the hangout lounges. And what you mentioned is the networking. So we're going to have hangout lounges like Tom's Tiki Room, where people can just go and relax and social media style chat with each other. And
is there a hookah pipe room? I'm just curious.
Well, we'll ask Tom about that. we're also asking him about what's the official beverage, and VOV, there's vodka, orange juice, vermouth, and he has some other ideas, too, but there's some non-alcoholic ideas coming up.
Nice. And yeah. So there's educational, there's networking, and are there? I think you mentioned that there were some opportunities to interact with people one-on-one or something close to that. And I'm not sure if that's the same as the social networking, not meaning social like Facebook. I mean, you know, the networking. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Yeah, for sure. You can chat with people. You can send them messages. And when people sign it, when people register, they go to a profile page and they can put as much or as little information about them as they want themselves, like in a Facebook thing. And they can even upload a demo, which you can set an appointment with an agent or a casting director to review your demo and give you some career advice.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be really thrilling for a lot of people.
It's phenomenal. And yeah. You know what I'm going to do? If you don't mind, I'm going to say, Michael, how the heck do we do that? You know, I mean, the chatting and the communicating and the messages, you're better than me in explaining the tech behind how that's going to happen.
Oh, absolutely, John. Yeah. And for the most part, it's all based around the technology that 6Connex has created. It's called the version 5 6Connex Virtual Experience Platform. This version has been around for a few years now. We keep adding on to it and, you know, adding new features for all of our new clients every quarter. And basically what we have in the experience that we're really using to foster communication is a chat tool. This chat tool allows you to engage with any colleague as well as any representative currently in the experience or assigned to a booth. And you can engage in a one-to-one chat with them and then share your demo that you've registered with. So you can have an MP3 of your of your audio portfolio.
Right.
And you can share that with, again, any person in the experience at any time. So what's great is you don't necessarily have to be in a certain room. You can go to a networking lounge to have a nice public chat, which is up to 50 people at one time talking about a key topic.
How does that happen? Really nice is, how can you have 50 people talking at one time?
We're going to have people coming in and out throughout the entire experience during the live days of the 18th through the 20th. And basically, there's different sessions they can join, and some of them are public chats as well as key presentations. And then they can also, again, join in with one-to-one chats as well as group chats.
Okay, so let's focus on this networking lounge just for a second as an example. So if I'm hooked in online and I get to the networking lounge, I click on the networking lounge, does it mean like I see a chat room like I've seen where there's text scrolling of everybody's comments and we're interacting through basically live chat online and we can see our name with the little semicolon afterwards and I think that's right, and not the semicolon, the regular colon, and then it tells what I'm saying in my text, and that scrolls and scrolls, and everybody's talking.
Absolutely. It's very similar to that. And I would actually kind of equate it to Skype or any kind of, you know, instant messenger that you've used online. So it's very simple. You just join the public chat, which is in one of the networking lounges, and then you're in a chat with multiple people. You can see their avatar image, so their headshot, or their logo. And then you can have a conversation with many people, up to 50 in each conversation.
Okay, I'm starting to get this. I'm starting to visually see it. All right.
To give you a quick overview as well, everyone, it's basically how it works is when you receive an email from John and team for the VoiceOver virtual experience, what you do is you go to the login page and then you can register. Like you said, simply fill out a few things, your profile, upload your portfolio, click submit, and you're ready to go. On the live day, you log in with your username and password that you registered with. And the first thing you're going to see when you log in is going to be the campus view. It's an amazing campus view that John and team have customized, and there's a lot of really cool stuff and actually a lot of cool designs on there.
So John,
and from that view, you can go to any of the rooms and just click on those, and one of them is the networking lounge. And like you said, you can simply chat with users right in there.
So this is awesome. So you've got like a little campus. You've got like a giant, you've got your megalopolis. You've got virtual VoiceOver megalopolis city. Right?
With you the got largest it. Microphone I've ever seen, right?
We have, Rebecca, too, what happens when people come into what we're calling the VoiceOver Virtual Plaza. It is, what they'll see is a series of buildings and some cool things, and there's a big jumbotron with Dave Courvoisier, our virtual MC, is going to immediately welcome people in a real quick video, say, hi, welcome to the show, and welcome to the conference, and here's a quick way to get around, and that kind of stuff. And it's cool. It's customized with a lot of things. And you have there, you can have the entry to the VoiceFlex Theater where we're showing the educational sessions. And there's a door that you click on
so
to get to the lounges.
Hang on. So when you get you enter this virtual VoiceOver or VoiceOver Virtual Plaza, now I'll use the right name so you understand and I understand and everybody else understands, you get a greeting, a personal greeting, interactively with Dave Courvoisier. Of course, we won't tell anybody when it was recorded.
Well, it's not interactive. You can't say, hey, Dave,
right.
And he won't respond.
Yeah. But it's not at that moment. Maybe later on in the conference.
Oh, definitely.
But basically, he welcomes you. And is it like you're in a video game or something where you can see these buildings on your left and right? Or what does it look like?
Yeah, it's not an animated situation, but it's
like an interactive map.
It's a virtual on your screen. You see this campus, as Michael mentioned.
So,
and one of the cool things, Rebecca, is basically when you're on this campus, you see a whole bunch of folks walking around and attending the experience.
No way!
And, you know, like we were saying, you can engage with users and chat and stuff. But one of the cool things that I think, you know, John is doing and leveraging, you know, the platform is he's cutting through all the noise of a, you know, traditional trade show where you might only be able to make like one or two valuable connections.
Yeah.
And with the virtual experience, you're able to connect with folks that are online as well as offline and connect with those colleagues and make real quality relationships from anyone around the world. So it really is pulling together the best in this industry.
So you'll literally see other avatars walking around.
Well, no, not exactly. There's what you're going to see in that plaza are images from Six Connects that not actual people, voiceover people, but it's kind of a neat thing.
Right. Whatever images, logo is that they, he said the headshot or the logo that they've uploaded to their profile, right?
Well, not the walkers, but when you're chatting with somebody, when you say you can see there's a thing there where you can click on and say, who's in this experience with you? Who's in this particular room with you? Or who's in the conference? And you get a list of that, and you see who's there, and you click on, I want to send them a message, or I want to chat with them, and you invite them to chat.
Oh, that's kind of like a webinar, when you attend webinars right now. Kind of, some of them anyway.
Yeah.
Training sessions, that sort of thing.
Yeah, when you click on that, then their profile and their picture comes up. And there you get that feeling of the personal connection right there.
And so how is it, Michael, that you can have a live interaction as well as an offline interaction? What do you leave them messages, other people that are not online?
Yeah, so the way it works is through the chat tool, again, you can see a full roster of anyone that's currently logged into the experience. And you can also search for other registrants. And when you find folks that you're interested in becoming a colleague with, you can invite them to become your colleague. And if they accept, then you can actually send them messages offline. So you can record with your webcam and have a recorded video message that they could log back in and view, or even send them text-based messages. So again, it's offline or online. And really the draw is on the 18th through the 20th, you can actually make live connections with presenters, exhibitors, and colleagues within the voiceover virtual
right.
experience.
So let's talk a little bit about the exhibit area. Because usually when I've been to many conferences in my past, you walk through it and there are booths, you know, and there are live people having to man the booths. So how will it work?
You got it. And what's kind of interesting there, Rebecca, is, you know, when you go to a traditional trade show, you're kind of like crowded around people and trying to find, you know, the booth you're looking for. And, you know, just being at Comic-Con last week, I was trying to find some of my favorite artists and it was very tough. So the cool thing about the virtual experience is when you go into the exhibit hall, either one or multiple of them, you get a nice view overhead right away where you can see up to 10 booths. And you hover your mouse over one of those booths and you see the logo, a title, and description for that exhibitor.
Cool.
You click on it, go right in, and there's multiple content screens as well as a way to interact with that representative that's assigned to that booth.
Wow. And will these booths be manned during the open exhibit hours? Like by people on...
They should be. Most of the time, if the reps are available, and we're urging them to
That's
be so.
Cool.
There's also an after-hours component, and so actually people can go to it during the after-hours and even after the event. We'll explain that in a minute, and still get all download and everything from the booth and get all that information, videos and audios and PDFs. It's just that the representative isn't going to be there 24/7.
No, right. Yeah.
You know, just only certain
right,
times.
Right, right. So, Michael, how does all this technology happen at once? What kind of bandwidth are we talking about here? I'm just curious.
Yeah, we actually, our whole virtual experience platform is basically hosted in the cloud. So at any time, you know, we're able to scale up and down all the servers. So it's a great way to, you know, service our clients. And, you know, working with John, like, we're expecting quite a few attendees. So, you know, we've got everything ready to go. And for the most part, all attendees have to do is register before the experience, log in on the live day. And like John was saying, at any time they can, you know, connect with representatives during the live hours or, you know, 24/7, even on demand, view any of that content within any area of the experience.
So
it's
cool.
All flash-based. And you can log in whenever you
all
like.
All flash-based. And do you need any special, does somebody need to have a particular kind of computer or computer setup to be able to participate as a conference attendee?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. I'll go over basically how you can attend it on a laptop or a desktop, as well as how you can attend it on a mobile tablet or phone. Basically, for going on a laptop or desktop, we recommend using Firefox, Internet Explorer, Google Chrome, or Safari if you're on the Mac, and then you could also use Firefox on the Mac as well.
Right.
Beyond that, if you're using an iPad or an iPhone, you can use the app called Photon, which is a downloadable app in the iTunes store, and it allows you to view flash-based sites on your mobile device.
Cool. Is that Photon PH or F?
It's the cool way to spell it. It's Photon.
Okay. Really, really cool. How exciting is this for both of you?
It really is. And you know, the live out dates are the 18th to the 20th of September, but we have a subscription with Michael that lets us keep everything live and people can go back and access the recordings, the training recordings and other things that are recorded up until November 30th.
Very cool. Very cool. So it's worth the investment.
24/7.
Right.
Oh, 24/7. You can go back and back. And we have, there's going to be more than 50 training sessions.
Wow.
And today I just announced to everybody all the 50, and the trainers, it's a who's who of the leading people in voice acting and voiceovers. It's just phenomenal.
Totally cool. Totally cool. So you've got over 50 trainings. You have these lounges where you can meet people. Tell us, for a quick wrap up before we actually finish the interview here, how is it that people can interact with agents or casting people, that sort of thing, maybe anybody else involved in the industry that would be sort of someone they would want to mentor with or get advice from? How are they going to be able to interact
right.
with them?
One of the doors at VoiceOver Virtual Plaza is going to be agents and casting hall. And so you click on that, and there will be agents and casting directors there who have volunteered to talk to you for about 10, 15 minutes, and you can chat with them by webcam or text and review the demo. And we're also going to let people...
We will be back next week. Thanks for joining us.
...to do it during the show, but if you have a prior appointment set up with a person, it might be easier, and maybe you could send your demo to that person earlier so that they can hear it before and you can have more...
We'll take a real quick break and be right back. Hey, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Tune in for the next one.
Not in the voiceover industry, so this is the first for us. We have definitely serviced, you know, quite a few different industries, but working with John and his team of talented folks, like, it's been a pleasure. And what we're actually doing for this experience is really going above and beyond, especially with the design of it, as well as how to engage and really give each user a quality experience to make sure that they're engaging with, you know, providing their portfolio and getting feedback as well as making quality connections. So it's really a thrilling thing to do.
It sounds like it. Wow. John, I don't know what else to tell folks except maybe you want to let them know how they can participate in it.
Oh, wonderful. It's at www.voiceovervirtual.com. And all the presenters are there. We're always updating information. And there's pretty soon there's going to be tutorials there and explaining, showing how to access and how to navigate around.
Oh, cool.
And yeah. And that's it. VoiceOverVirtual.com will get you there. And we have specials going on, you know, discounts or the registration up until the
right
up
on.
Until the showtime.
So now we really have something to celebrate as an online community. This is huge. And I am the first one to hopefully be talking to you about it on audio. Woohoo! I love that voiceover. Hey, I wanted to thank you both for participating. If people want to get a hold of you, John, what is your individual contact info so they can reach you if they need to?
Well, the easiest thing would be info@voiceoverxtra.com. That's info@voiceoverxtra.com. And voiceoverxtra.com is the main site that's the voiceover industry's training and news center. We had just about every day new articles,
okay,
how-to, and stuff and like
Michael,
that.
And Michael, if they are interested or somehow need to reach you, how can they contact you?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can reach us at 6connex.com, the number 6, CONNEX.com. We have a contact form there. As well as if you have any questions about virtual experiences or things like that, I can definitely help you. And my personal email address is michael.chance@6connex.com. That's michael.chance at the number 6, CONNEX.com.
All right. And so before we sign off, I want to thank you guys so much for participating. And with one little gold nugget that you'd like to tell the audience about VoiceOver Virtual, I'm going to let you think about this for a moment, Mike. Tell us think about this for a second. What about your filmmaking background has made this virtual experience more unique for you to be participating? Now, you think about that while I turn to John Florian and say, John, tell us the main reason why people should participate in this, what you think they're going to be able to take away from it.
Well, at any stage of somebody's career, this is what I consider to be an affordable, convenient way to learn from the top professionals, and it's really a customizable event. You have, as we reviewed, you have this ability to chat online during the showtime with anybody in the world. But also the training sessions, it's just phenomenal. They're all pre-recorded, at least 30 minutes in length, and in different educational tracks: audiobooks, home studio, business and marketing, and voice acting. So there's a tremendous amount of choices, and you can access them from September 18 to November 30th. So it's really just a convenient way to learn online at your own
pace.
Right,
yeah, much more so time-wise than you would ever have at a regular conference. So much more opportunity to receive information.
Well, yeah, and you don't have to travel. And, you know, there's no travel expense, except, well, I don't know, travel expense. You know what? I'm going to have a food court, and you can click on an icon and buy a pizza online and have it delivered to you. So maybe that's your only expense.
Which you'd probably be eating anyway.
There's definitely a coupon for pepperoni and cheese.
But is it good Italian pizza, or is it your typical American pizza? Not that I have an opinion about that. Michael, I've given you a chance to think about the answer to my question. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, making films over the past decade and, you know, working in the interactive medium such as virtual experiences, like the biggest thing I've really learned is creating a convincing world and creating something that really engages your audience, and it's something that excites them and it delivers what they're expecting and more. And I feel that, you know, collaborating with John and his team, like, we are doing that and more. And we're giving everyone a wonderful opportunity to connect with representatives and keep people in the industry that they've probably wanted to talk to for some time and couldn't do it just because of physical restrictions. But I would say also beyond that, you know, just creating something of quality. And really, John and I are really striving to create something that is engaging, and it is, you know, really a marvel for this industry. It's something that they can go back to and be able to access at any time, so it's convenient. And again, it's just a great experience.
Awesome. Awesome. And from a guy who has a cool creative background, John is also a voiceover talent. So am I. So we three creatives have hopefully just now exposed to all of the wonderful Love That Voiceover listeners what you can expect and why you might want to be interested in attending. And as John said, you can find out more by going to voiceovervirtual.com.
That's it.
All right. I thank you, gentlemen, so much for participating today. Really, really love talking to you. Time flew, as usual. But I think we got a good visual in all this. So thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. You're amazing. Every time I connect with you, I'm more and more impressed. And I wish you the best of luck, for success, continued success. Love
keep
that.
Keep listening. Love That Voiceover.
Yeah.
You guys are bad.
Okay.
No, it's keep listening to Love That Voiceover. Keep listening. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Keep listening to Love That Voiceover.
It's a beautiful echo.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.